Images of President Trump's face on bags of Ukrainian asbestos have hit the news recently. It sort of seems like an international thing, what with all the allegations of Russian tampering in American elections and potential collusion with Trump's presidential campaign. In fact, this is really not much of an international story at all. While the U.S. hasn't banned asbestos, we very heavily regulated it. There's still a small amount of asbestos that's used in industrial products in America. The country we got it from, Brazil, recently banned it, and as a result of which American manufacturers who need asbestos have had to turn to essentially a Ukrainian, a pro-Putin, pro-Russian Ukrainian company that manufactures a lot of sort of raw asbestos. Those folks saw a significant increase in orders from the United States. And being pro-Putin and pro-Russia, they are also pro-Trump. So they put one and one together, election of President Trump, and increase in orders from America, and thought that the orders sort of came about because of President Trump, and decided to sort of thank him or celebrate it by putting his name on their bags of asbestos. That hit the news. Everybody got all fired up about it. But in fact, it was just a company sort of celebrating what they thought was something President Trump did for them. In point of fact, it really isn't much of a story at all, and it was sort of a coincidence that President Trump's face appeared on these bags. It has really nothing whatsoever to do with election politics or anything else that's going on there, just a happy economic coincidence. Funny stuff does happen. Coincidences do occur.